I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 5 of The Secret to Us. I'm Vicky Patterson.
I'm Okan Ramadan.
And we are us.
What was that weird.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, you could help, you know.
Honestly, I haven't got the energy you've got.
It's all on my shoulders. I don't know.
Just go, hello.
I did a farm thing. I obviously regret it.
You love this.
Well, I don't know where I got that
from.
And your
higher pitch, hello.
Hello.
Is that a Geordie thing?
No. I think
is that
it's
a northern
just,
thing?
No. It's a okay. Me thing. I feel like we haven't spoke to everybody in so long.
Yeah, it's been a long time, actually.
It's been really busy, hasn't it, though?
Yeah.
I started my new job, so I am now officially Heart Radio's drive time host.
Full time, every day.
Yeah.
And she gets to train.
Okay, so there's so much
Vicky
to
unpack. Vicky Patterson gets to
there's
train.
There's so much to unpack here, right? First of all, I'm 36, just turned.
Oh, she's old.
I am so old.
I'm joking.
I am old. No, I feel it.
Well, I've joined a 30 club.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 30 now.
Actually, I feel like my life got really good at 30.
Yeah, a lot of people said that to me.
Yeah, honestly.
Life begins at 30.
Yeah. And think of all the amazing things you're going to do. You're going to kick off your 30s by getting married to me. Like, that's pretty great.
That is great.
You're living in a house that is lovely. You've got two wicked dogs.
Yes.
Loads of gorgeous grateful friends and family. Like, yeah. I kind of think you're starting your 30s in a great
place.
Yeah.
Roll on the 30 club.
Honestly, think about your 20s, man. Like, fucking waking up in random people's houses and that. Or, like, partying till 4 o'clock and having to get Ubers home from addresses you didn't recognise.
I haven't had that for the last 5 years.
But this is what I'm saying. Your 20s are shit, man. I remember once having to fucking go through somebody's post to find the address for where I was because I didn't want to wake them up.
You're
I know.
A dirty stop out.
I know. Like, I...
She didn't tell me this when we first started dating. No, this is new to me.
Oh, I'm not the only one who's done that. But, like, you're telling me you miss those parts of your 20s? Absolutely not.
It was good. We had a good run.
Yeah, we had a good run.
Yeah.
Separately and together. Actually, I never knew you in my 20s.
Oh, did I not meet you when you was... Oh, yeah.
No, I was firm. You would not have liked me in my 20s.
So you were 30?
It was, like, I think I was 31 when we started going out.
Lucky I was a big birthday I missed. Touch.
The way your brain works is really upsetting. It's really upsetting to me that is the way. Yeah, get in. Yeah, you wouldn't have. I don't think we'd be sitting here now if you'd have met me in my 20s.
So I was 25 or 24?
25. Give us a break.
Sure.
Yes, I am sure because I can do maths. But yeah, and I think you are actually really nice for a 25-year-old man. But I was not nice as a 25-year-old woman.
Was you mental?
Yeah, I was just wild. Like, I had anger issues.
I can imagine your dark side.
I was just, like, really...
Your mid-20s side.
Well, everybody's seen it. I don't know why I'm, like, skirting around it. True. It was on NTV for everybody
to see.
I was going
to say that, but I was like...
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I just couldn't... I had never had any bother nicking a fella. Like, I was absolutely fine to nick a bloke. But it was getting them to stick around. That was the problem, because I was fucking mad, man. Honestly, they weren't blameless either, so I went out with some real knobs, but...
Yeah, you definitely had a lot of knobheads.
But I don't think we'd be sitting here now, happy, planning a wedding, whatever, if our relationship had been,
no,
like, 10 years
before.
That was
the stage before.
Because I was in my crazy 20s, you know? Yes. So I think you've got so much to look forward to in your 30s. I've loved mine so far.
I know, just 30 sounds...
Grown up? I don't think... I think
big.
Yeah, it is.
Old.
It's a milestone birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, Erkan, look at it this way. You could be saying your next significant birthday is 40.
Yeah.
That's got me feeling some type of way.
Scary.
Yeah, a little bit.
You're scared?
Yeah.
Sweaty?
I'm not sweaty because I'm not you. No, I'm fine. But I'm honestly dry as a pancake.
Like that.
Is that dry?
Pancakes.
What's dry?
It can be.
Dry as...
Dry as the bottom of your feet.
Yeah, I've horrible feet, mate. Oi, that's it. Do you know, I asked on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my Instagram. I don't know why I royal weed it. But I said, yeah. I asked on our Instagram, oh, we're going to do another episode of This Is Us today. Has anyone got any questions? Do you want to know what someone said?
Go on. I bet there's loads of weird ones.
Yeah, this one's really weird.
Any good ones?
Yeah.
Go on, let's just go for them.
Some woman wanted to know if God was part of our relationship. But
if God was part of our relationship?
Yeah. Like a threesome, I don't know what she's on about. Anyway, Vicky, what do you think of your Wiki Feet page?
Have you got a feet page?
Well, I haven't set it up. It's not me.
Are you sure?
No, I swear to God, if I could monetize these trotters, I would absolutely do it.
I mean, they're not that good for a feet page.
Babe, I've got fucking horrible feet. I'll be the first person to admit it. Wiki Feet.
Terrible.
You've got horrible feet.
Are they that bad?
Yeah, they're awful.
You've never said that.
Well, you've never asked.
See, for my left one's worse. I don't know why I got missing toe now. Well, because of football. But yeah, they're not great.
Yeah, browse all celebs, Wiki Feet. Right, no.
How many followers you got? You've got little chubby feet. That's quite cute.
What?
Yeah, they're cute, but thick.
Do you know what Erkan calls my toes?
Sausages.
He calls them the sausages because they look like little chipolatas.
They're small but wide. She's got girth on her.
I have got girth on me side,
on her
like
toes and the whole.
Honestly,
foot.
Though, I'm only a size 4 in general.
Size 4, is that normal for women?
Well, I've got a mate who's got size 9, man.
It's Kaylee.
I actually love her. She's very tall. If her feet were any short...
So if her Leon's a big boy.
Yeah, if her feet were any smaller though, like she'd fall over because she's 6 foot. So sometimes you need them for like your centre of gravity. But yeah, so I feel like my feet are horrible.
And you get yours done. I don't even get mine done. Mine's natural.
Erkan, you're a man. Like you get so much other stuff done. Please do not add pedicures to the list, you fucking pampered princess.
Right,
let me look at me rating on Wiki Feet, man. Stop interrupting us. Vicky,
you get rated for it.
I don't.
How many followers you got?
I don't know how it works yet, Erkan. I haven't set this up.
It's Instagram page, is it?
It's Wiki Feet.
Oh shit!
I know, right?
That's a whole new platform.
Okay, so I'm on my no.
What is it?
Well, it's obviously a US page, which I think is really creepy. Oi, they've got this picture, right? From the weekend, Erkan. God, they work so fast. Do you know when we went to Sexy Fish?
No.
And we went to London for the weekend, right? And I packed so fast. I left, you know when you have those little barely there sandals? The straps fell out of the ankle on one of them. So I was like, oh, I'm going to have to take them out on both. So that must be like porn for them because I practically had now on me foot, didn't
naked
I?
Naked foot, it, more... Yeah. Pictures.
Proper. So
the feet pics.
They're absolutely fucking nursing a chubby over that. They are. Top picture, me with me little barely days at the weekend in Sexy Fish.
So is it, do you get likes or ratings? What do you do?
Don't write. So look, it says,
popular, is it?
Vicky Patterson, shoe size, 6.5 US.
Wrong.
Right. Well.
Oh, US.
Different, isn't it?
But it's still 5.5, isn't it?
Oh, get on this. Do you want to know fucking how many stars I've got? Do you want to know?
Go on in, hit me.
5 stars, beautiful feet.
5 out of 5?
Suck it!
Well, 5 out of 5 or 5 out of 10?
5 out of fucking 5, you cheeky bastard.
Mate, they're deluded.
Shut up, mate. Oh, look at all my wicked pictures on, yeah. God, somebody really likes my feet.
I thought we should move on from your feet.
God, they've got pictures of us in Lisbon. No, they've got that picture of us when I was leaving the NTAs with me knickers out.
How are they getting these pictures?
I don't know. God, they're so dedicated. They're dedicated. I'll give them that.
Feet lovers.
Wow.
Vicky P's feet.
Oh, Erkan, you're on here. Not your feet. You're just walking out of a nightclub with me.
I actually did have a foot page.
What, did you make it yourself?
No, obviously not.
Oh, they've got one of those when I went to see my gynecologist. This is fucking weird.
Right, this is creepy.
No, but hey, I'm buzzing with me rating.
That is a good rating, to be fair.
Do you think I should start selling feet pics on...
If we can make money, yeah, 100%.
Like an OnlyFans thing?
Chipping for the wedding.
Would you do it, Erkan?
What?
Do an OnlyFans feet page, because I don't want to.
Well, mine are ugly.
Yeah, but there's a fetish for everything, you know.
I'm going to need a pedicure.
I feel like this is all just your calculated way to get a pedicure, if I'm honest. But yeah, I think there'll be a market for that. Go on, show them your feet. Show them your feet.
No.
I've just had mine out.
I'm going to get a...
Go on, get your feet. Get your feet out for the lads.
I didn't even moisturise them today. A bit dry.
Have you heard?
And it's cold.
Have you heard this man? Making the excuses.
Oh, look at that. It's a good foot, this one. That is good, isn't it? That's decent.
Why does your tiny end toe look like a ghost in a cartoon film?
But it is, because obviously back in the day, you want to wear...
Casper!
No, because it's cool to wear small shoes. So I used to squeeze into like a half a size.
Is this the Turkish equivalent of like binding from Chinese culture?
If you have big trainers...
Did you squish your feet into shoes too small to look cool?
Yes, that was me back in the day.
See?
Plus football.
This is what I mean about your 20s.
Football killed my feet. I should have just said that, shouldn't I?
I can't believe you admitted to the binding.
Yeah, forget that. It was football.
Oh, you've football told everybody now. Can you just please show them the tiny toe? Can you get a close-up on the tiny toe that looks like a cartoon ghost? Or a croissant.
No, apart from the little toe, look, because it doesn't even touch the floor.
I reckon we could make some money off them trotters.
We can.
Do you think we can?
Yeah, let's do it.
Put them away. No one's going to buy the cow if you're giving the milk away for free. Pop them away. What were we talking about before we got sidetracked by Wiki Feet and everything? We're talking about my first ever full-time job.
Yes.
That's what we started talking about.
So, I think you should tell everyone how you are getting on.
Okay. Well, I think it's really important to mention that I'm 36 and I've never had a full-time job, which, give me a second to explain, because I think sounds really privileged and I'm obviously not some lucky maid in Chelsea Nobbet. I am a grafter.
No, you are a grafter.
So I have done loads of things for loads of years, like various different jobs and stuff, and every day is full and busy and things. Like,
but it's not been repetitive.
But I've never gone to the same place every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, an office or a building site or a school or a hospital, whatever it is. I've never done that every day. So when I started Heart back in September, it was the first time I've ever been expected to go somewhere every day.
Every day.
And like show up. And in my first week, I had like a mental breakdown in Erkan caught us
honestly
crying in bed. Saying,
honestly,
do you know I have to go back tomorrow as well?
I've never seen anything like it. She had a mental breakdown 2 weeks into this full-time job. And I'm like, it's been 2 weeks.
I was sitting with my duvet all wrapped around me in like a burrito. And I was going, I have to go back tomorrow, you know.
Don't get me wrong. She is a grafter. And where she's got this full time now, they're cramping all her work before her real job her job. But yeah, I get why you're having a breakdown, but it's
just
2 weeks.
A really different routine for me. Like,
yeah.
Trying to get my head around doing something. It's a repetition of it. And I know probably people are listening thinking, you asshole. And I'm under no illusion that anything I'm saying is like, no. But it was just something different for us to get my head around. So I think I'm in the swing of it now, though.
Yeah, you're definitely in the zone.
And I've even started getting the train.
Yes.
How fucking shit is the Central Line?
It's just
I feel so
horrible
when I say that, by the way.
It can get busy. It's hot, cold.
No, it's always hot.
It is hot, to be fair.
It's December and it's boiling.
Imagine me.
Oh, no. I feel like you would just evaporate.
Imagine if you go there because it's cold, so you go in there with layers because as soon as you step out of the station, it's fucking freezing. But then you got to strip before you get on the train.
Yeah. No, it's so hot. I actually hate it, Irk. So I think I don't mind being in my little studio. Like, I love that. But I don't like the train.
No, I don't think no one does.
Nobody likes the Central Line. No. Anyway, so when I'm not presenting from London, I present from Newcastle as well, don't I? Do you miss us when I go away or not? The fact that he had to think about that for that long is really troubling.
So it's very quiet in the house. We do miss you and the dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
As in we.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's nice to have your own space. No, you're alone time. Everyone needs their own space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. But like, can I just ask, out of curiosity, what is it that actually you do different when I'm not here? Because all you do when I am here go upstairs and watch the football and play your little fucking games on your phone anyway. Yeah, not much, to be fair. So what is it you cannot do that when I am here? Do you wank?
Yeah, one or two.
Do you?
Yeah.
In front of the fucking dogs, Eric?
No, not in front of the dogs.
No, come on, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. That, isn't it?
No, I'd never do that.
You what?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, Erkan, this is just, we've got to unpack this. It's awful.
I think we spoke about it enough now.
Is this...
This is the fifth episode. We don't want to talk about me wanking.
We've never spoke about it, have we? I would remember if we talked about
it. Well, I wouldn't have to wank if I got six on the rigs.
On the rigs?
So.
But then, Erkan, I'm away. I work in Newcastle. Like, how can I can't facilitate your needs or from the opposite end of the country.
Maybe some cheeky videos.
Oh, get fucked, mate. Nobody's doing that. I'm 36.
Little tit pick.
No.
Left one.
People don't do that anymore.
Nah, I've never done that.
No, they don't. Not since the rise of revenge porn. I'm sorry. Everybody's too savvy. We're not doing it. Plus, I don't trust the cloud.
What about a voice note?
Eh, saying what? Fucking empty the dishwasher, you cunt.
She fucked me there, didn't she? Bitch.
Put your dick down and walk the dogs.
Fuck. I just got ruined there. Absolutely ruined.
That's what you get for being filthy. I'm starting to sweat.
Do you know what? I fucking love it when you go to Newcastle. It's the best fucking time of my month.
Is it?
Yes. Because she has to go.
I go like once or twice a month, don't I?
Yeah, yeah.
I do think you like it. That's the impression.
Freedom.
That's the impression I get. Because I have been really really trying to make her kind of come up north with me. Like,
are you joking? I do all the time.
I'm just saying, since I've started the job, you've been up once.
Oh my God.
No, you have.
Once?
Since I started the job. In September?
No.
No.
No. Anyway.
But yeah, you don't like coming up. So I think I'm now discovering why you don't, because you just sit down here and wank yourself silly.
It's stressful for me. I have to drive all that way with the dogs.
Yeah.
And you go to work and I'm stuck with the dogs in a new environment. They don't relax. I don't relax.
You don't like change. And of course you can't.
No one likes change.
No, I actually do really thrive on change. Hence why.
Okay, so you go to Newcastle on your own and leave me in the dogs in our own environment. In our own peace, in my own toilet that I can wank in my own bed that I can wank in.
No, Erkan, don't ever wank in our bed or I'm not getting in it again. God, you're so grubby. You sound like a 15-year-old boy. Have you got a special sock you use as well?
I've just turned 30, man. It's stressful.
What? Fucking sitting at home and wanking with the dog?
I'm sure there's a... There was like a video on wanking. It's good for a man to wank once a day, I say.
Did you make this video? Was this your
I'm sure I've heard it.
Yeah, they also used to say a Mars a day keeps the doctor away. How did that work out? It'll send you blind. That's what I heard, if you do too much of
it. I'm already blind.
No, but like properly blind, not just mole features. Really blind. Have you ever showed them your glasses?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like wearing them.
Erkan is medically blind. I'm very blind, by the way.
And I've got glasses.
But refuses to wear his spectacles because...
I'll wear them more now because I'm struggling.
But he doesn't think they make him look cool, so he won't wear them.
Yeah, I'm a bit embarrassed.
Well,
I'll wear them indoors when I'm watching TV, playing...
Playing games.
Playing.
Playing your games.
Playing with my family.
What are you talking about?
With dogs.
Oh. So, okay. You should put your glasses on, though, because you can't see otherwise, can you?
I'll introduce them next episode.
Ooh, that's a nice big reveal, eh?
Yes.
Should we see if we had any other questions from anybody yes. first?
There's got to be more questions.
Okay, come on. This comes in from Debs, hot off the press.
Debs. Coming in, Debs. What have you got for us?
You might not like that when you hear this. What the fuck is Erkan doing with his hair? I know he's grown it, but what exactly is the end result?
Did you purposely pick that question?
No, no, honestly. What is he hoping for?
I'm hoping for some length, Deb.
I'm all son.
I'm a Right, you pack your bags and get to fucking Erkan.
No, so I feel like this is really important that we address this because everybody keeps saying to me, what the fuck's going on with Erkan? What the fuck's going on with Erkan?
I get like 50% positive
feedback.
And then 50% negative. People like Deb.
Look, I honestly think Deb, let's not give her a bad rep. I think she's genuinely curious.
So am I, because I've never grown it. I'm trying to grow it.
So basically, Erkan, let me just get the picture up because it's brilliant. So Erkan is trying to grow his hair because...
Well, she's got a picture.
No, not Deb. I'm talking about ye. I don't know Deb, babe.
I thought she sent in a picture, that's why.
So Erkan is trying to grow his hair because for the wedding, he has this image of like sort of...
Not just for the wedding, just in general.
No, but I think like it's a really important moment. Those pictures are going to be like saved a whole life. They're going to be iconic, that sort of thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
So Erkan wants to have lovely long hair where he sort of like tucks it behind his ears. In my head, I'm getting like a real like David Ginola vibe, but I think that's quite an old reference. Do you remember Ginola?
Turkish John Wick.
Turkish vibe. John Wick. Okay. Yeah. Very strong, right? But what we've discovered, obviously, during this process, because we've all been going through it.
It's a difficult process.
Is that actually with Erkan's thick Turkish hair, its instinct is to grow up rather than down.
Honestly,
like my hair would. So even though he's had it styled today and it looks nice, this is what it looks like when unstyled.
You bitch.
He looks like Sideshow Bob, no?
Honestly, in Jamaica, my hair just went...
Oh, the humidity plus the like, honestly.
But I need advice for growing my hair.
Yeah.
People telling me to buy a little headband to try and push my hair back and make sure.
Like Andy Carroll used to wear.
Andy Carroll?
Like a little zigzaggy thing.
Yeah, man.
Oh, dear God.
But I need to.
Otherwise,
but I'm a bit scared. People take the piss out of me.
Also, I don't feel like your hairline needs that pressure at the front. No offense.
So now you're cutting my hairline?
No, I'm not saying that. Like, I'm just saying it's a very fragile place for a man, the hairline.
I didn't even think about my hairline, but now you've just said it. Now I've got to do something.
No, your hairline is great, but do you honestly want to apply a pressure there? Like, I think
I know what you mean. It's like wearing a hat. You're constantly...
Yeah. Rubbing your hair away. I don't know. Listen, I don't know enough about hair follicles.
What do I do then? Do I get relaxed?
Listen, I just...
I need advice.
I think...
Can we do a question for Erkan's hair?
Well, first of all, I think the first question should be like, do you like him growing it? Because it seems to be polarising people.
I've made my mind up. I'm blocking out the haters.
Yeah?
All the negative comments.
Rise above, baby.
I'm going to keep growing it until it gradually falls down.
Yeah.
I look like Turkish John Wick.
I like it, you know. I kind of feel like you look like a sexy, like, footballer from Spain or Italy or somewhere.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I would shag you.
When?
Oh, babe. Well, when you're not wanking.
Well, maybe if you shag me, I'll stop
wanking. I can see the cycle. I'm not blind. No, but I think, I like it. I think grow it. I'm so here for it.
I'm going to stick with growing it.
Yeah. So and you just need to know how to maintain it. Yes. Babe, I think you're doing really well. You just need to make sure you're moisturising it a lot. You might want to put some of my...
Moisturise your hair?
Sorry, conditioning it and that. It needs moisturising.
No, so I condition two, three times a week.
You should do it like every time, put treatments on it and shit. I've got this wicked thing upstairs called a Philip Kingsley Elasticizer. That helps grow it.
I'm going to speak to
use it sparingly Harry because Thomas. It's expensive.
Okay. Yeah, you've got loads of products upstairs. I just don't know what to use.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm growing it.
Oh, well, he's committed. And I love that you've got a bit of like fire in your belly over something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see it. We're wedding day with your long hair all tucked behind your ears and that.
It looks nice.
Yeah, you really look nice. You'll be sweaty though, won't you?
Yeah.
I feel like that was really chaotic, but we had so much to catch up on, didn't we?
We did.
And everybody likes to be kept in the know.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so to debrief, you're growing your hair.
Yes.
And you're committed.
We've both got ugly feet.
No, excuse me, 5 stars, my little trotters.
Oh, yours is 5 out of 5. Yes. I'm going to get a pedicure.
And then you're going to go on OnlyFans and selfie pics for the wedding.
Deal.
Amazing.
Money.
And yeah. Next time, let's do a wedding catch-up for everybody next time, eh?
Oh, not a wedding catch-up.
Shut your mouth or I'll marry someone else.
I'm talking about this poxy wedding.
Right. Well, okay, I will have a new husband and a new podcast host next time. Look forward to seeing you all. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.